Family First Care, this is Arlita speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning, Arlita. My name is Elizabeth Hernandez. My
Hi,
client's
Elizabeth.
Name is Michael. How you doing?
Hi.
My client's name is Michael Hernandez. He's my father.
Mm-hmm.
We recently had a hearing for his hours to be either left the same or for them to decrease it. This was yesterday. I'm looking at my time clock, and they changed my hours on the time clock as of the 2nd. I was talking to the care coordinator for his insurance, and they were saying that that's not supposed to happen until after we get the results of the hearing. So I don't know who to talk to because I tried to call the timesheet number, and these people don't pick up. Ever.
Elizabeth, I am looking. Okay, I'm looking at, I have Michael Hernandez pulled up. See when your clocks are. Now, explain to me about what you saw with the change.
So, on my time clock, I usually clock in 7:30 in the morning until 11:30 at night, right?
Uh-huh, mm-hmm.
It's saying now 8 to 2:30, and that started on the 2nd, I believe it was.
Okay.
I mean, I still clocked out my usual time. However, on the actual time clock, it's saying from 8 o'clock to 2:30. I don't know why they changed it. They changed it before the hearing date.
Authorization and read exactly what it says. Usually it says in here, pending hearing.
Right.
And it. Looking at April. What's February say? Appeal requested for reduction debt issued on 199. Participant request the continuation. Issue to approve 45 hours and deny 67. Paid participant, hold on. Why did it do that? Hold on, I'm going to pull it all the way up. The request for appeal was timely, therefore participant will remain at 112 hours per week until appeal process. So the auth says 112. The auth says
right.
112. So why was the schedule changed?
That's what I was saying.
now I'm looking. It says 8 to midnight. You work usually 7:30 to 11:30.
11:30, yeah.
It's basically it's the same hours. It's for 16 hours a day.
Yeah, it's the same hours. We only did it that way because for some reason it was giving us a hard time when it was time to clock out at midnight. I guess because it was like the next day, so it wasn't giving me the option to clock out. It was only giving me the option to clock in. So
okay.
We just started from 7:30 to 11:30.
When is the hearing?
The hearing was yesterday.
Okay. And did they say anything from the hearing?
They just said that they'll give me, they'll call me within 5 days. And then, so I asked the people there, like, what do I do now? Like, do I clock out my usual time, clock in and out my usual time? And they said, yes, my hours are still the same until I get my results.
From the hearing.
Correct.
Okay. Nova is not at his desk. He is the coordinator for this case. So I can't just jump over there and ask him directly. Hold on, I'm going to try to call him to see if I can get his office phone. Thank you. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Thank you so very much for holding. It's going to reset. We just got a refresh in a few minutes, and it'll be back to the correct hours.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.